This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. Father Tom is here today by the grace of God. I'm looking at Matthew's Gospel, and I'm looking at the 6th chapter, the 25th verse. Therefore, and when there's a therefore, we've got to see what it's there for. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. I'm going to stop right there right now. Do not worry about your life. It doesn't do any good because your life is in the hands of God. Do not worry because worry is useless. It's like you dig a hole when you worry and you step in the hole. It's time to be confident in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not worry. Worry is useless. Just trust Jesus. I remember saying that to Loretta at the seminary. She was at the phone for the St. John's Seminary. And I told her one day, I have a message that you have to give me whenever I ask for the message. And she said, what's the message? Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. And so I would go to her on another day and say, give me the message. And she would say, worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus. I tell you, it all works out when we trust Jesus. It all works out. God knows how to work everything for the good to those who love him. Worrying doesn't get you anywhere. Oh, yes, it does. It brings you in a hole. It gets you somewhere, but not somewhere that you want to go. Worrying is absolutely useless. Just trust Jesus. What is the remedy for worry? Oh, there's a remedy. It's the Word of God. It's God's holy Word. Oh, yes. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Oh, how wonderful those scriptures are. And you know, people are saying, but I've been asking and I've been seeking and I've been knocking and nothing happens. Keep it up. Give no rest to the Lord. Take no rest and give no rest to him. That's a scripture. Give no rest to the Lord. Continue to ask. Continue to seek. Continue to knock. Because those who continue will have the heart of Jesus, what we need. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. So you say, I've been knocking. Well, knock until you have bloody knuckles. Keep on knocking. Because your prayer right now is before the throne of God. I see it. It's like it has a life of its own. Before the throne of God, your prayer that you've been asking, that you've been seeking, it's there before the throne of God. And it will be answered because God hears and answers prayer. Do you know that just a couple of days ago, Father Ralph Diorio went home to God? Do you know that this man of God was used powerfully to bring healing to people? Do you know, by God's grace, he is before the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Oh, yes, he had a gift to bring healing to the people of God. What a wonderful gift. And he used it. Well, you know what, Lord? Now that he's before the throne of God, that gift that you gave him, let it be poured out on me so that I can bring healing to the sick, recovery to the lost. Oh, yes, I have it already, but I need more. I need more. I want to have more so that when people come to me, I would lead them right to Christ. I would lead them right to Jesus, and that we would pray And we would pray with confidence that things are going to happen. Confidence. Do you know what confidence means? Have faith with. Confide. Have faith with. And my faith is not in my faith. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. My faith is in him who died, who was buried, and who rose from the dead. My faith is in Jesus. It's not in my faith. I have nothing to do with my faith other than to trust in the Lord. And you know, this whole thing about trust, if you've been following Jesus for just a week, God called you to trust. If you've been following Jesus for 47 years, God called you to trust. Trust in the Lord. Rely not on your own understanding. Trust in him, and he will act. It is our duty to trust in God. And you know, if we haven't got the ability to do it, we say, Jesus, give me the gift to trust in you. I don't have it yet, but now I'm going to get it because I'm asking for the gift to trust in you. Things happen when we trust in the Lord. When we started this radio ministry by God's grace, I needed a tape recorder. And guess what? My friend Andy had just opened an electrical shop, and I bought my tape recorder from him. Oh, yes. I didn't know that any tape recorder wasn't good enough. I needed a professional tape recorder. And you know what? I was led to Andy. Just in time, he opened that store, and I bought the professional tape recorder. God has a time, and his time is perfect, and we need to trust him. You've been knocking on the door that your knuckles are even bloody? I tell you, keep on knocking. Don't quit. Take no rest and give him no rest. Take no rest and give him no rest. I tell you, that's the scripture. Take no rest and give him no rest. Continue to ask. Continue to seek. Continue to knock. Do not stop. We remember Augustine's mother, Monica. We remember her praying for the conversion of her sinful son. She didn't quit. She kept it up years upon years upon years. She didn't quit. Are you a quitter? Well, if you are, take it back now and start again. Trust in God. Pray for those people you're praying for until there's a breakthrough. Until there's a breakthrough. God wants to do it, and he wants to use your prayers. And I see in front of me that your prayers are before the throne of God. I see them, that your prayers, they have a life of their own, are before the throne of God. You need to keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. Give him no rest, the scripture says. Take no rest and give him no rest. It is our duty to continue to pray in confidence for God to do a marvelous act. You see, we are living in a dark world, and the light of Christ is the only light that there is. And we need the light of Jesus Christ. We need to be filled with the light of Jesus Christ. And as I give my life to the Lord Jesus, I am filled with that life, eternal light, wonderful light. The world needs it. And you know what? I've got it by God's grace. The world needs it, and you've got it by God's grace, but you've got to use it. Do not be a person that has all these gifts and they're not used. Use the gift of prayer to continue to pray for who you're praying for until you see the answer. Continue. Do not quit. Do not rest. and give him no rest. That's the scripture. It's so simple. I know it gets tiring. I know the devil tells us your prayers are useless. I know the devil doesn't want you to continue to pray because he knows that Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened. The devil knows that. But you know what? You've become discouraged. I tell you right now, begin to ask again. Ask again for what you need, for who you're praying for. Seek again, and you shall find. Knock again, and the door will be opened. Do not grow weary of asking, seeking, and knocking. Continue until you get your prayer answered, for your prayer is ever before the throne of God. It's wonderful. Monica never stopped praying for Augustine, her wayward son. Her wayward son had a mistress and had a baby by this mistress, beautiful baby. She continued prayer until God broke into his life. Thanks be to God for the bishop that Augustine used to listen to. Thanks be to God that he preached the word of God. Thanks be to God that there came a day for Augustine when he said, here I am, I come to do your will. Thanks be to God. Don't quit praying for the people that you love. I know you've been doing it for a long time, and I know it seems that the answer's not given. But you know what it says in Shakespeare? Seems, mother, I know not seems. Seems, mother, I know not seems. Continue to ask. Continue to seek. Continue to knock. God will do it. Do not grow weary. Do it. Do it. Do it in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's all about confidence. My confidence is in the Lord. My confidence is in Jesus Christ, who said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open to you. So many times we get tired and we're weary. We're saying, God doesn't hear my prayers. I tell you, that's a lie from hell. Not only does he hear your prayer, but that prayer is ever before him, and he's about to answer it. Don't quit. Don't quit. And don't quit life either. I remember the Lord telling me one day that I was preaching to people in Salem, I believe. And he said, tell them not to quit because there's someone that's going to quit by taking their life. Oh, I said, my gosh, this is terrible. I hope I'm hearing right. So I wasn't going to not obey that word, whether it was from God or not from God. If there was someone that was going to take their life, I would tell them about the love of God, that God hears and answers prayer, that no matter what you're going through, he is with you, he is for you, he is in you, and he has plans for you. And I preached that night. Oh, I preached that night to the person that was going to give their life to the devil by killing himself. The next day, I got a call from the person. She said, I had the pills all ready to take. I said to myself, thanks be to God that I heard from God and I listened and that I did what he told me to do. You see, this is true. I'm not telling you lies, telling you truth. God is telling someone, you don't need to take your life. I've got plans for you. You need to surrender. You need to give me your life. You need to start all over again. Oh, yes, because there's a person who knew the Lord and who knew his power and who literally faded away from him. But it's time to come back now. Take no rest and give him no rest. Come back to him and know that God will use you for people no matter what you've been through. If you need to go to confession because you sinned, go to confession. We at St. John's in Quincy have confession on Saturday between 12 and 2 in the afternoon. Oh, yes. Confess your sins one to another, it tells us in the letter to James. That great sacrament, it's not used enough. I'm not going to tell my sins to another man. You proud, arrogant person. You proud, arrogant person. Jesus said, confess your sins one to another in the Spirit. I tell you, we have that great sacrament, and people don't use it the way they need to use it. People don't use it the way they need to use it. And it's for you. I'm having a great time thinking that Father Sebastian is coming home, hallelujah, from India, so I can go to confession. I go to confession to Father Sebastian, and I'm grateful that he's coming home from India so that I can confess my sins and receive the mercy of God, receive the power of God. How are the sins forgiven? Through the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, Catherine of Siena, I've told you before, when she went to confession, would say, I'm going under the blood. Under the blood. Oh, thank you, God, that when I go to confession, it's not only a priest that's hearing me, it's you, Jesus, is hearing me. And the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sins. We don't preach the blood enough. As a matter of fact, some people never preach the blood. I remember saying to a person on WROL, he's not a Christian, you don't talk about the blood of Jesus. He said to me, you talk about it enough for both of us. I said, you're right. But forgiveness is in the blood of Jesus. He wasn't into it. He wasn't into Jesus. He was into himself. It's the blood of the Lamb that brings forgiveness. Hallelujah. Precious blood of Jesus. On July 1st, before the council, Second Vatican Council, July 1st was the feast of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I don't know if it's a feast today, but it's a feast for me every day. The precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That blood that speaks louder than the blood of Abel. Remember, Abel was killed by his brother, and Abel's blood cried out to God. Oh, the blood of Jesus cries out louder than the blood of Abel. And what does the blood of Jesus cry out? Innocent, because I took your sins upon the cross. I took your foibles and fables on the cross. I took your life on the cross. I said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. I drew you into my heart. You have been forgiven. Go to confession. Oh, yes, go to confession. Again, I'm telling you, Father Sebastian's coming home from India, and I'm waiting so that I can go to confession. People say, you mean you need to pray? You need to go to confession too? Of course I do. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm not better than you. I'm just like you. I tell you, that's why this broadcast has lasted years, because I don't pretend to be higher than anybody. I'm at the same level as everybody else is. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's me. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, through the blood of the cross. Hallelujah. That's why this broadcast has been for more than 40 years. Why? Because I'm just like you. That's real. That's real. I'm just like you. I'm in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm in need of his mercy. I'm in need of his forgiveness. I'm in need of his power. I'm in need. Are you in need? If you are, tell the Lord, I am in need. I surrender. Oh, Jesus, I am in need. I never thought that I could commit the sin that I committed. I never thought that that would be possible. Get to confession quickly. Go quickly. Don't let it lapse any longer. Go and confess your sin and repent. Yes, repent. Turn around 180 degrees and walk toward the light of Christ. Walk toward Jesus himself. Thank God for the gift of the sacrament of confession. Thank God for that gift. Thank God, thank God, thank God. People don't use it enough, because not only are your sins forgiven, but you receive grace so that you won't sin again if you rely upon him. This is real. This is real. That's why the enemy doesn't want you to go to confession. He knows the grace is given. Grace from the crucified. Grace from the risen one. He knows it. And people don't have any idea what happens when they go to confession. They are made as new as if they were just baptized. Hallelujah. That's the gift of God in Christ Jesus. He said, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Hallelujah. I have never gone to confession and the priest said, I retain your sins. No. He said, I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I absolve you from your sins. That's what it's all about. People don't use the sacrament of penance because they think, well, he's just another man. He is a man that Jesus Christ has anointed through his church. Like it or not, he is a man that Jesus Christ has anointed through his church. He might not be the holiest of holy men, but he has a mandate to bring forgiveness to the people of God. You need to pray for priests. Oh, yes, you need to pray for us because we are weak just like you. I know that's reality because I know who I am. I need your prayers to continue to be on the road with the Lord Jesus Christ. I need your prayers, but not only do I need your prayers, but your people, your priests need your prayers. Pray for them. Do not criticize them. Criticizing a priest doesn't do any good. Praying for them brings them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Criticizing is you're making a hole. Don't criticize. Pray. You're a Christian, but he doesn't preach the word. That's because you're not praying for him. Pray that he preaches the word. Pray that God bless him. Pray that God do something new in him. That's what your job is, to pray, not to criticize. God hears and answers prayer. Pray for your priests. Pray for your ministers. Pray for them. They need your prayers. Pray that they would know the power of God. Pray that they would know what it says in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. It's time for us to pray for our priests. So God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every priest in the name of Jesus in this archdiocese and in the diocese of all of Massachusetts and New Hampshire. I pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon them in a mighty way. I pray, God, that they would go and confess their sins to a confessor. I pray that you would do miracles to them and through them. I pray, God, that you would do wonderful things to your priests and ministers, because we need them to preach the word of God in faith. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.